Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax as we listen to the divine messages that are here for us today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love.
Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm so blessed to be here. My journey is an amazing journey. It started with cookies flying off a countertop, sugar cookies to be exact, my cell phone texting me and spirit sitting on me to get my attention. So I had no other choice but to listen. You know, I guess they must have overlooked the little nudges I was getting, and spirit sent in the big guns. So what had happened is this propelled me forward onto the path that I find myself on today. And it's a beautiful path. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine soul healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, a seer and ordained minister, as well as being an angelic life coach, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and formerly I was a law enforcement officer. But the amazing thing is how I received my education. It was not done in a conventional manner. I've been to heaven a few times, sometimes there visiting loved ones, but then other times attending schools of higher learning. This helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. It was all sudden, it was unexpected, and it changed the course of my life forever. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and we can't forget that not-so-divine Joan Rivers. And I have Jackson in the background playing with I don't know who. Playing with somebody there. So, I resonate with love. My purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Oh, thank you, DC. It's nice to hear Jackson in the background enjoying himself and reminding us that we should be having some fun in life. Okay, I am Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, 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 many years of questioning and seeking the truth, I've come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus, scroll to the bottom of that page, and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's Facebook page, so that's one of the ways you can connect with us. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. All right, now it is time for us to start hearing some messages from DC. What do you have for us?
Well, the first thing I have, Barbara, is we have a beautiful prayer that was written by Trish Green, and it's entitled Archangel Jophiel. Archangel Jophiel, the angel of wisdom, please illuminate my mind with inspiration and higher consciousness and pour your beautiful golden light into my crown chakra of a thousand petal lotus. As I receive your energy, it flows down to each chakra, and as it does, So my crown chakra opens up to more of your divine wisdom and illumination, helping me to spread your wisdom. Thank you, Archangel Jophiel. So that was the first little prayer that I was guided to read, and I love Archangel Jophiel. Okay. The angels are playing games here. I think it's Joan Rivers. My natural divine angel. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we have a message from Jesus. Good morning, beloveds. This is a time of empowerment, a time of unlimited possibilities. All is available to you. Are you open to receiving? Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Do you know what you are wanting? Trust in the wisdom that is within you and believe in yourself. Let go of any perceived limitations. Put aside any doubt that you're having and allow divine wisdom to come in and help you to connect with your divine destiny. Trust in the messages that you are receiving and follow the longings of your heart. Beloveds, what is it that brings you joy? Where does your passion lie? When you connect with your joy, you find that your heart will steer you in the right direction. Allow the divine within to lead you where you are longing to go. Take a step in faith and embrace all that is before you. It is now time to dream big. Visualize your highest and best and allow the universe to match your vibration. Think about only what you are wanting and create it into your reality. Stay focused on your dreams and your desires, knowing that you are worthy of the beautiful gifts that the universe has to offer. It will come. Remain open to receiving. Every day is an opportunity to receive abundance, prosperity, opportunities, and unexpected gifts. Connect with your innermost dreams and set your soul on fire and allow that fire to grow within you and feed it with love. Remain in a constant state of joy and allow your passion to burn brightly. Beloveds, go forward fearlessly in the direction of your dreams. You are ready. You are ready. Live in the moment and enjoy each day. This is your time. You are worthy of all that is coming your way. Create the reality that you've envisioned. Beloveds, this is a magical time, and you, beloveds, are the magicians. Open your arms wide to receiving and allow the universe to bring you all that you've been wanting and more. More that is beyond your wildest dreams. The bigger, the better. There are, in fact, bigger and better things waiting for you. Make room in your life right now for all that you've been waiting for. Dream big and believe in the results, and they will be big. Life can be bigger and better than you've imagined. Beloveds, I love you, Jesus. So that was the first message that I got, and then What I was seeing is Ganesh. And Ganesh is also known, it's the elephant head. Ganesh is also known as the Lord of Obstacles. Okay, the Lord of Beginnings, the remover of obstacles, the deity of good fortune. And is perhaps one of the most well known. Okay. So Ganesh had come in this morning, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, like, what is going on here? So Ganesh's message sort of goes along with Jesus' message. Just to be prepared for the future, there's something amazing waiting for us on the horizon. But we've got to be aware. This is a time of new beginnings for each of us, and it's a time for us to dream big. And it's a time to really connect with, you know, what it is that brings us joy. And Ganesh is available to each of us to help us to connect with our desires and to follow, you know, any guidance that we are getting. Okay? And also Ganesh is here to spark our creativity and to really, you know, let our passion burn brightly. So this is a time to really to have our eyes open, because there is a new path waiting for us, okay? And we've got to reflect on, you know, like everything that we've done in the past. There's good, there's bad, but we can't see it as good or bad. It just is. We've got to acknowledge and understand you know, the things that we've gone through, our lessons, and all the good stuff, our blessings. And just be grateful for everything. Because we are free to choose what it is that we want to do. And this is going to be one of the most amazing cycles coming up. So I'm getting really excited. And feel it, you know, as if it's already here. That's the thing. Feel it. You've got to feel it before it comes. If you believe it, you will see it. And Ganesha is going to help us to stay motivated and to really, you know, to really connect with that divine spark within each of us. And, you know, to be patient and to be able to hear the guidance that we're getting. Thank you, Jackson. Okay, so we have, you know, we have access to all that, you know, is there for us. Everything we need is within us. And this is a perfect time to really take time each day and go within and connect with that beautiful guidance. And you will see that there's going to be opportunities presenting themselves. And, you know, maybe this is a great time for you to really to shift your priorities and to develop a deeper perspective. So, you know, spending a little time by yourself going within is going to be one of the biggest things to help you, okay? So there's new energy, there's new possibilities, there's new beginnings. And Ganesha is saying anything is possible at this time. Dream big and, you know, just be ready for the new future that awaits you. And, Barbara, those are my messages for today.
Well, thank you so much. Okay. Now let's see what Jesus wants to say to us right now. Don't give up. No matter how difficult things seem, don't give up. Now, we are not telling you to continue to do what you have always done and expect the results to change. That would be insane, and we would not tell you to do that. What we are telling you to do is go within. Go within and talk with your own heart. Go within and connect with your own soul. Go within and listen to that higher level of knowledge about what it is you should or should not be doing. Make the change to following your guidance. Don't give up. Go within. And if the message you are getting when you go within says to surrender, then surrender, which means stop fighting. Surrender, which means let go. Surrender, which means stop trying to get your brain to figure it out. Surrender, which means trust. Trust in the power that created you. Trust that there are options even you may not recognize. Trust. That it shall be as for your highest good. Trust. And we want you to understand that when we say it shall be as for your highest good, that does not mean it will turn out the way you believe is right. We're not talking about right or wrong. We have gone beyond that level. We're talking about what is best for your evolution, for your life, for who you are becoming, for what life will be. Well, sometimes the answer you get does not make any sense because you have expectations about what is right and what is wrong. We do not abide by those expectations. We show you what is for the highest good. We are taking you to a whole different level of playing field. We are taking you into the realm of possibilities. We are opening you up to your own life. You don't give up. Go within. Listen. And if you can't hear anything, and ask us ask us what it is you should do, who it is you should connect with. We have ways for you to hear what is there for you. It is one of the reasons why you listen to this show, because you know you will hear your guidance through DC and Barbara. There are always options for you. Don't give up. Go within. And just listen. The answers are there. Always. Okay, DC. That was his message.
Beautiful. What a beautiful message, Barbara. Thank you.
Got my head buzzing a little. Okay, we will now take questions from our callers. So, yay, the number one is working. Okay, so call in if you have a question, and if you have a question, don't forget to press the number one so that that symbol appears on the studio board. Otherwise, we just let you listen. And we will move to our first caller, which is my favorite number, 111111111. I just love saying all those ones. Hello,
yes.
Who is this?
I am the one who's on the one.
Who are the one? Hello, Queen.
Greetings, DC and Ganesh. How are you all doing?
Greetings. Oh, we're doing wonderful. Even better now that you're here. My goodness.
I love it.
I just a beautiful, beautiful goddess with you, and she's showing me that nothing could put out the fire within you, Queen. She's saying that that passionate fire that burns within you is unextinguishable. So nothing can put out your fire of your passion. Okay. I don't know if you've been having any challenges or anything lately. But she's saying that you are safe, you are protective, protected. You're growing by leaps and bounds spiritually, Queen. And as you do this, you're helping others to do the same. So many are inspired by your growth, Queen.
Thank you.
So that in itself is just beautiful. It's amazing. And you're helping others to heal as well, is what I'm being shown. Okay, and as I'm saying that, Kuan Yin is coming forward, and we know that she's filled with compassion and protection, and she knows all, she blesses all, and she's here to help you to go a little further than you've gone, Queen. Beyond, she's saying beyond what frightens you. So she's going to help you to go even further, okay? And she wants you to trust that she is with you. And I'm seeing a beautiful light shining upon you, Queen. And she's saying, you know, stay connected with your truth. Okay, what is she showing me? Okay. Okay, and I'm just seeing this beautiful fire around you. It's the fire of your passion. Okay, and she's blessing you. And she's putting some more fire into your heart chakra. It's burning brightly, even more brightly than it has. And she's saying, you know, any kind of fear or anything else that you're feeling is being burned away in the brightness of your heart, Queen.
Thank you.
She's just asking you, whatever it is, please surrender it at this time, what no longer serves you. You know, that which may cause, you know, doubt or fear. She's saying, please just surrender it, okay, and know that you are blessed, you are protected, okay? And Ginger's coming in. She's saying, it's been a while, Queen. Where have you been? So she's handing you a piece of clear quartz, and I think you already have clear quartz.
Yes.
But she's saying, you know what, Queen, I just wanted to make sure you had enough because clear quartz is the master healer. It works with everything for everything. So it's really like a goldstone. If people, you know, don't have any kind of crystals, you know, clear quartz is a great place to start. It's just an amazing stone.
I have lots of quartz, and I'm getting ready to do a quartz collection of jewelry, you know, focusing on quartz. So
I'm there.
Yes.
Okay, well, she's handing you a piece, and she's saying, here's another piece of quartz, the rose quartz as well. I know you must have that as well. But it's the stone of love, and she's saying, you were so loved. I wanted to make sure you had enough of rose quartz as well.
Thank you.
And it's just to help you to have, you know, more unconditional love, to really connect with your faith, to strengthen your hope. And she's saying, Queen is truly amazing. And she loves your energy, and she's so happy that you're here today, Queen.
Well,
so you've made
I'm
her day just yeah. Made her day just by
I'm
coming
to
in.
Be able to
so
be
that's
here.
Beautiful. Okay, so I'm getting that you've got to make sure that you focus on the present moment, Queen. Have you been thinking about maybe something from the past?
That's possible for sure.
Okay. We really have to stay in the present moment because that is truly all that we have. Okay? Is there something going on presently that's making you question anything, Queen? Because I'm just wondering. A person or a situation?
Both.
Okay. Well, the angels are coming in. Jesus is with you. Mother Mary is with you. To really, you know, allow yourself to, you know, admit what you're feeling. Because I think you know, like, what is going on and why. And you've got to, you know, just allow yourself to feel that. Okay. I'm getting possibly, there might be, like, way down deep, there may be a little bit of a fear of conflict, okay? And when we allow the divine to come in, we can say what we're feeling. You know, we could speak our truth lovingly. And everyone will, you know, resonate with it and respect us for speaking our truth, Queen. And Ginger's, you know, with your divine team watching over you. And she's saying, Queen, you've got to relax and, you know, just be the beautiful person you are. Okay? She's saying, all is well. You know, everything that you've been wanting for, you know, is coming. You've got a little bit of stress right now. And she's saying, you really, you know, you don't need that. Okay? Okay, and I'm getting, Queen, you know, you're a little off balance with giving and receiving. You're such a giver, but you don't tend to receive as much as you give. And in order to really manifest our dreams, we've got to have an equal balance between both, okay?
Okay.
And the angels are saying, you can be gentle, you know, yet powerful, okay? And you're such a beautiful soul, and that is one of your most beautiful spiritual gifts. Okay, trust what you are feeling, okay, and honor your beautiful sensitivity, but make sure that you do have boundaries, okay? So that's what I have. I feel like there's a little bit of a healing that's needed, Queen, and I'm going to turn you over to beautiful Barbara, and I feel like Archangel Michael is coming in as well, but I'm honored that you called in today. It was so great to see you.
Oh, I'm grateful that you were there and for me to be able to receive the blessings. Thank you. Peaceful greeting.
Thank you.
All right. Well, the first thing I'm getting is a question, and the question is, what do you want, Queen?
I have to laugh because the last time I spoke to you, you asked me that. And I said, I don't know. But because I said, I don't know, I knew, but I wasn't ready, you know, brought it up to where it should have been. I want oneness with the all in every conscious moment. That's what I want, the first mother, to walk and talk with her always and forever. That's what I want. Seek
ye
first.
All right, well, that's a wonderful thing to ask for, to open to what I'm hearing, not just to ask for. Okay. Now, what do they want to do about this?
And I didn't ask you how you are today, in this moment.
I'm doing wonderfully well. Life gets better and better. I'm more and more awake, so I'm okay.
That's interesting, because I know you have been sleeping, so that's a good
thing. Yes. All right. So this is what I'm hearing. You already know that you are one. That one is not something you need to seek. It is something that you are being. It is not something that is external to you. It is within you. It's in the very essence of you. It is a matter of accepting your oneness. Your oneness with the Divine Mother. Your oneness with the Divine Father. Or you can simply say your oneness with the Divine Creator. Because on the level of our existence, masculine and feminine are one. There is no separation. Just as there is no separation with you and us. We are one. We know that sometimes this is difficult for the human mind to accept and to understand. Because the word is there, but I can't get it out of my mouth. Your conception of oneness has been altered, muddied, in some cases mutilated, by the belief in individuality. And you have been taught that individuality is highly important, and as long as you are an individual, you are not one. But you are coming back into accepting that you can be an individual and still be one, as you are. And your minds wrestle with this concept and say, no, this is not possible, this is not true, I cannot be both. And yes, you can, you are, you always have been, you always will be. So this is one of those situations where it's best to listen to Jesus and to let it go. Don't fight it. Go within. Listen to your heart. Oneness is not just about your physical body. It is not just about your mind. It is not just about your conceptions of life. It is about everything. And it is not something that your mind will easily understand. So don't try. Just accept it. Just go within and say, I accept my oneness and all of the beauty it entails. And allow yourself to feel that energy, that presence. Allow yourself to be who you already are. Just breathe it in. And say, yes. Yes, this is me. Yes. I accept me. I accept all of me. Yes. I live me. do you already have what you asked for? What else would you ask for?
That's a good question.
What else could I ask for? It's all there. It's all there. I got it all. I got it all. Always have had it.
To remember is the quest. To remember.
Well, you should be gaining more and more clarity as time moves on. Clarity about what's actually important to you. What it is you truly want to create in your life. And with that clarity comes great joy as you are letting go of the things that really don't matter. As you are moving forward in the truth of who you are. So we invite you to continue on your quest for clarity. Because it is your path to enjoyment. We love you. Always. We love you.
Love is ever present. Thank you. Return.
Wonderful.
May I ask a question?
Of course you can.
I have set a time for completion of my writing, which is flowing. It's flowing. I'm loving it. I'm in it. And my intention is to have the book completed, published, edited before I go to Boston, which is in 6 weeks. So, with that said, I'm just putting that on the altar of possibility. What's up? What's down? What's all around?
We invite you to make your intention to allow the book to flow.
Okay.
So that it can be at a point where you can feel comfortable with it. By the time or before the time you go to Boston. We want you to step out of the belief of a hard and fast finish. Because that's not the way this book will work. It's more like a dance. And you will take it to a point where it feels complete. And then you will pass it on. And others will read it. And they will make their comments. And some of those comments will lead you even further into what you are writing about. And so you will alter it. We feel that this process will happen 3 or 4 times before you are feeling complete with your book. And this is all about taking it to that level that you want it to be at when it is put out there for the world to read. Now we understand that setting deadlines is a perfectly human experience. But don't make it a cut and dry kind of experience where you feel that you have failed if you have not done this. Do not bring those kinds of energies into this. Your goal is to present the information and to present it in such a way that others will connect with it, that it will help them to see their own path, their own evolution. Give yourself the space to do the work that you are doing. And we see it happening. And we see it happening quickly and easily. But we see it happening with joy. And that's the important part. Always remain in joy. Does it help?
Yes. Yes. It's called a revised edition. Revised edition. I got it. I got it. It helps. Thank you. Thank you. I am in joy. I am smiling. I am. I am that I am, and I am grateful for you as well. And I'll be in touch soon.
Wonderful. Namaste.
Okay.
Ah, okay. I just love the energy. All right, we are going to our next caller. Area code 586. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Ishan calling. How are you guys?
Great. How about you?
I'm good. DC, I can hear you really good, but I think it's Barbara, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just having a hard time hearing you. I have to just listen really close. But I just had a few questions, quick questions to ask you guys.
Okay.
Okay, so the first question is about my son. He says that he's been, like, seeing stuff around the house, and I wanted to know, was there any truth to that, or is he just, like, going crazy a little bit?
Okay, let's see what DC's getting first.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes, honey. Could you repeat the question? You were in and out. I couldn't hear everything you were saying. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. It was just about my son. He says that he's been seeing stuff, like, around the house and stuff like that. But I don't know if it's just, like, because sometimes it's, like, really late and he may.
Yeah, he is seeing stuff. I mean, he's open to spirit and everything, and he's not closed off yet. So, I mean, it's not a bad thing. My little grandson Jackson sees those in spirit, and he's sort of like the doorman. He announces them to me, and he plays with them.
Okay.
And it's nothing bad. It's just, you know, really good. I see a couple family members, a couple. He sees his angels. So it's not a bad thing, and I would try not to discourage him because, I mean, it's a beautiful thing to stay open to spirit. It's as we grow older, you sort of take on, you know, like if our parents aren't spiritual, we take on, you know, their beliefs. I know he's lucky to have you as a mom, but allow him to just, you know, to do what he's doing and embrace it, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he said it was like he saw like a monster, and I was like, okay, this may be bad. So as long as it's good, I'm fine.
Yeah, no, he's got, you know, his angels are watching over him. There are family members in spirit. And I just feel like, you know, he's fine, but he's really open, you know, and seeing. And that's how little Jackson is, too. He's three, and he's so excited. Like this morning, we had someone here to look at our gutters, and he was screaming, you know, I see Ryan, I see Ryan. And my husband thought he said that he was talking about a lion on TV. So I'm like, okay, we'll go with the lion for right now. But Jackson sees everyone. He gets their first names. And he's excited, and he announces them. So it's not a bad thing.
Okay.
It's good.
Cool.
And his angels and everything, they're laughing. Yeah. Barbara?
What I'm getting is that you should talk with him and ask him about what he sees. You know, ask him to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
So that if he says he's seeing a monster and he describes it and you realize, you know, it's not a monster, it's just an interesting divine being, whatever, you can explain that he doesn't need to be afraid of what he's seeing.
Okay.
Because sometimes angels are they can be extremely big.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes people find that a little overwhelming. If they're looking and seeing this 15-foot tall being.
Right.
But it doesn't
mean
that they're a monster. It just means that he has angels watching over him.
Okay. Cool. That's good to know. And I just have a couple other quick questions. I've been hearing walking lately. I wanted to know who that was, or if they have any messages, or they're just playing around with me. I don't know.
So what is it you're experiencing?
Yeah, I've just been hearing walking like the past couple of days, like upstairs.
So you're hearing footsteps and there's nobody there.
Yeah.
Okay. DC?
Yes, well, hold on, hon. I was just trying to pick up whose shoes they were, okay? I'm like, who is this? Okay. Okay. So what I'm getting it's an older person, possibly with the initial G. Okay. Someone that, you know, that you loved, and when they passed, I see a beautiful rainbow. Could it possibly be a grandparent? Because I'm seeing a beautiful rainbow, and I'm seeing a rocking chair. And
I have a lot of grandparents.
But I'm getting grandparents specifically. Okay. I'm getting a woman. Okay, grandmother. Okay, and I'm just getting that she has this amazing personality. Like, really, like, you couldn't help but not notice her. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just showing me, like, she is really, really, like, she has a strong, beautiful personality. And if she would walk into a room, it would light up the room, hon. She would light up the room with her, you know, with her beautiful personality.
Okay. Her initials were U.
Well, I was just getting G, and that was just her grandmother. It wasn't. It was just grandmother.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, thank you, Jackson. You're bringing the mail in. Thank you. Our little mailman. Say hi.
And then hi. And then just any general messages.
Okay, what was the other one? I couldn't hear you, hon.
I was just saying just any general messages for where I am in my life right now.
Okay, sure. Okay, well, before I give you general messages, I think your grandmother has been, like, walking heavy, sort of, to get your attention, and she's just telling me, oh, my gosh, slow down, relax. You know, like, it's just like life is going to pass you by. You're just going at, like, such a fast pace, okay?
Okay.
Okay, because she's what she's doing is she's grabbing a clock on the wall and she won't let it move. She's trying to stop the clock. She's telling me, honey, that you're not living in the moment, okay?
Okay.
And you're not living your life to the fullest, okay? That you really got to stay in the present moment. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so that's what I was getting from Grandma. I'm going to turn it over to Barbara. I'm sure there's more messages. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, so Okay, so your grandmother is also letting you hear her footsteps so that you know that she is watching over you. So that you know that you're not alone. And if you want to talk to her, she'll hear you. So talk away. And she'll find a way to communicate with you, probably through your dreams, because that's when we're easiest to communicate with. And so the message that I'm getting, and I'm not sure if this is your grandmother or it's a group of your ancestors, because I'm actually seeing a grouping of them, is saying that you are not like everyone else, so don't try to be. Let go of the whole idea of normal. There really is no normal. You have empathic abilities. You can feel other people's energies, other people's feelings. And your son can too. So you are both very empathic. And you are both very connected with the divine within you. So let yourself bring that out, bring that forth so that you can do what is really for the highest good, so that you can create a life that is going to be so much more than you've ever imagined, because you are not meant to be ordinary. You never will be. And it's time for you to start accepting the powers within you. Now, you can do that by simply asking at night, you know, please bring me whatever gifts there are for me. Help me to see what they are and how to use them and better understand them in my sleep. And they will do that. But once you start using them, you're going to be using them for the rest of your life. There is no, okay, I've looked at this one and I've decided I really don't like it. Let's move on to the next one. It doesn't work that way. Once they show it to you, it's yours. So you might as well embrace it and accept that it's going to flow at its own rate, in its own way. And it's just a matter of you opening up to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes, it sure does.
Good. Okay, they're saying
well,
that's what they
want. Well, thank you so much, ladies.
You are welcome. Thank you for calling.
All right, no problem. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
And our next caller is Nathaniel, I think.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel. How are you, dear?
I'm a little tired. I'm just waking up.
Well, it's good to hear your voice. So what's up with you today?
Just a bright, sunshiny day. Feeling great.
So did you get a guitar? Are you playing music?
I'm picking out a guitar. There were several people in the store, and then I went back yesterday, so I almost got it narrowed down now.
Okay. That's part of what you're supposed to be taking action on, you know, getting that guitar and playing that music in your new space.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. Yeah. Let's see if DC is getting any messages for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Nathaniel, this is DC. It's such a pleasure and an honor to connect with you.
Yes, well.
What I'm getting, though, is you've got to be honest with the emotions that you're feeling, okay? I'm getting, you know, you really got to get in touch with them. You have this new home. You're getting a lot of guidance. You've got to connect with that. And you've got to be filled with hope, Nathaniel. There's such good things coming your way. You've got to have faith. And all your divine team is around you. They're saying, Nathaniel, now is your time. Be happy. Relax. Enjoy, you know, your new space. And know that you've got this amazing personality. And with this personality, you can attract all that you're wanting, okay? So there's going to be people. There's going to be opportunities. And you've really got to, you know, you've got to love yourself more, hon. Okay? You are, you know, you are God's children. God does not make mistakes. He made you just the way you are. And you're beautiful, and you've got to honor that, and you've got to respect yourself for that, okay? Be very proud of you, Nathaniel. We're proud of you. I am getting that there are some father issues, hon.
Oh, yeah.
Earthly father during this lifetime, and they have to be resolved as well. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, Dad was pretty strict.
Okay, well, you know what? You could take the lesson. The stuff behind, Nathaniel. You don't have to hold on to any of the other stuff that, you know, that was negative or painful. What I want you to do is just take a breath now, and then we're going to bring Barbara in to help you to really, you know, to have some beautiful healing that is so, so amazing, and it's going to help you to feel better, okay?
Well, thank you, DC.
God bless you, hon.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Nathaniel, we're going to do some dear innate statements, so repeat after me. Excuse me.
All right.
Dear innate, I forgive my father.
Dear innate, I forgive my father.
Dear innate, I forgive my father for never loving me.
Dear innate, I forgive my father for never loving me.
Dear innate, I forgive my father for making me feel that I was not good enough.
Dear innate, I forgive my father for making me feel that I wasn't good enough.
Dear innate, I forgive my father for shutting down his own emotions.
Dear innate, I forgive my father for shutting down his own emotions.
Dear innate, I forgive my father for never really being there for me.
Dear innate, I forgive my father for never really being there for me.
Dear innate, I forgive my father for never allowing me to love him.
Dear innate, I forgive my father for never allowing me to love him.
Dear innate, I forgive my father for all the hard lessons he taught me.
Dear innate, I forgive my father for all the hard lessons he taught me.
Dear innate, I forgive my father and I let him go.
Dear innate, I forgive my father and I let him go.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I am not my father.
Dear innate, I am not my father.
Dear innate, my father does not rule my life.
Dear innate, my father does not rule my life.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Take a nice deep, deep breath. And I hear your father, and he's saying, I did love you, son. I'm sorry you didn't know it, but I did love you, and I still do. Okay.
Thank you, both.
You are welcome. And get that guitar, because I want to hear it.
Okay.
Okay.
See you soon.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. And our next caller is from area code 318. Hi, who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Antoinette.
Hello, Antoinette. I just love your name.
Antoinette.
Yes, it's
Thank
beautiful.
You. Thank you very much.
What can we do for you today?
I called in this morning. I just wanted to really talk and see if I could get a little bit more direction about my clarity of purpose. I've really enjoyed the show this morning and hearing everything that I've heard so far. It's really been resonating with me, and I really want to have more clarity. That's one thing. The next is I do feel a lot of my family around me, and so I feel like they're trying to give me messages, and I just want to have more clarity on what those messages are as I begin to transition, you know, into my purpose for this particular lifetime.
Okay, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, Antoinette. Well, thank you for calling in. I mean, that's just, you know, it's a beautiful way to connect. I'm seeing, like, money. Money is going to be coming to you. What is it that you love to do is what I'm getting. You've got to really, you know, start to take actions towards, you know, what it is that you love to do. And I just see up in the sky, there's a beautiful star shining on you and all that you're doing, you know. So
okay.
Are you putting something off that you should be doing? Are you procrastinating a little bit?
Well, it's not really as much a procrastination. It's more of the clarity. I know, in my profession, I have a counseling agency, well, two, and I also have a case management agency where we help people with disabilities, and I've always helped people. I know that's part of my life's journey, but I feel like I'm ready to transition into a different part of it.
You're growing more spiritually, and you know, the angels
Very
are saying
so.
You don't have to work all these long and stressful hours. You just have to work smarter, not harder.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
You've got to stay grounded, of course.
Okay.
And I'm getting decisions. You've got to decide what the path is that you want to take. Okay? And see yourself, what would be your dream job? Envision that you're already there. Okay? So you've got to really see yourself where you want to be. And I'm getting just, you may be analyzing a little bit too much, thinking a little bit too
much. That
makes
sense.
Would be more beneficial to feel experience, okay?
Okay.
And that'll definitely help you to get where you need to be. What brings you joy? Do you have any interests? Do you have any hobbies?
Well, I've written a children's book. I really want to do more writing. I also want to be able to do more of learning about just more of the metaphysical and just learning more about just my purpose from that aspect. I just feel like there's so much to know that now that I'm truly beginning to understand more about just what we're talking about on the call, I just want to learn more and more about that. So to be able to be
like a lot of Jeanette, there's a lot of signs coming in your way and you're not noticing them is what I'm getting. You could be driving in the car and you have a song on the radio play, and there's specific words in that song that may be, you know, speaking to you, and you're just not, you're not hearing those, you know, those specific words. You could be watching something on TV. You could be at a line in a grocery store, and maybe there's a mother talking to her child, saying something to the child specifically, but yet the message is for you as well. You've got to slow down a little bit. And I'm getting, you know, like there's your emotions and your fears are blocking you. So there's emotions, there's fears. I feel like at times you get emotionally drained. You need like a little bit of a break. Do you get out in nature and just go for a walk?
With
Mother Earth.
Really drained. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. You've got to get out there, and that'll help you too. And allow the angels to come in. I just feel like, you know, like being outside physically is going to help you. And it's sometimes I feel like there's something like within you that is like sort of feeling sorry for yourself, and there's nothing to, you're going to be on an amazing path. So just, you know, just believe in yourself, and we've got to get you like a little bit more grounded and to let go of what no longer serves you is what I'm getting, you know?
That's what I'm working on now, is to letting go of those things that I've been doing for a long time that are no longer serving me. So that's very accurate.
Because Spirit is saying you're very energetic, you're optimistic, you're resourceful, you're very intelligent, you know. You've got what it takes. And, you know, relax You know, maybe call up a friend and just do something and forget about everything. Leave it, you know, leave it at the house, okay?
Yes, okay.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for a little bit of healing, and hopefully that will give you a little bit of clarity as well, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. One of the things that they're telling me is that you've been in more of the traditional line of helping people, and you are stepping out of that traditional line of helping people. So,
very true.
As you are moving forward, you may want to get someone who can deal with all that other stuff that you used to do and take care of it, and, you know, just let you know if there's some major problem that you need to deal with or whatever, so that you are not entrenched in that. Because
okay,
as you are moving in, as you are moving into the metaphysical aspects of yourself, that traditional stuff just doesn't work. It just doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
That's true. That's what I'm finding.
Yeah. It makes it impossible for you to do both, you know.
Okay. Yes.
It brings a great sense of unease to you. For one thing, because you're beginning to realize that the traditional methods are not the best. They do not actually
very true.
Help people to change to the degree that it is possible for them to change.
Right.
And your brain has been telling you all these years that this traditional method is the one you're supposed to use. It's the one you're taught. Oh, my gosh, you went to school. You studied. You learned from all of these amazing people. But that doesn't mean that what you learned is actually any good.
Right.
Okay. So if you can put some separation in there, or if you want to, you know, eliminate the businesses, sell them off, whatever, if that feels right to you, go ahead and do it. But do whatever feels right for you. But make sure you
I
have
wanted
some
to ask about that, if possible, because that's something that I've been, you know, really thinking about. And if you know, as far as just a change and letting go, is that something that, you know, moving forward would be good for my journey?
In some ways, it would make it easier because you wouldn't have all of that other stuff to drag with you. Because
okay.
It feels like baggage. That's what it feels like.
It is baggage. It's a lot of baggage.
And if you really want to change your life, you have to change your life.
I agree.
And sometimes that means just letting go of the baggage and not even having it be a part of you, because it does clutter your vision. It keeps you from having the clarity about who you really are. Now, understand that if you make a change that big, people are going to come out of the woodwork saying, oh my gosh, how could you do that? What are you doing? Are you crazy? You know, all of that. All of those wonderful things. They're going to come to you expressing their fears about their own lives. Do not take it personally.
Okay.
And that's the most important part to remember about that. They're not really talking about you. They're talking about themselves.
Okay.
They're talking about what they
are
afraid of. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now, as far as your path to the metaphysics, oh, my goodness, there are so many choices you can make about how you want to do this. There is a book. Okay, I have the book. Let's see if I can actually find the book. Once I read a book, it just goes into a stack, and, you know, it just kind of sits into one day it talks to me. Okay, the book is called The Sophia Code.
Sophia Code?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And they're saying read the book or listen to the book or whatever way works best for you.
Okay.
And they're not saying another. Her name is, okay, her first name is K-A-I-A.
Okay.
And her last name is R-A.
Wow, okay.
And this is really a book that will open you up to more of the energy, more of the connection, more of the...
Okay, that sounds great.
...recognizing the importance of you.
Okay.
So, read the book, and if for some reason the book doesn't resonate with you, although they're saying it will, but if it doesn't, then by all means, don't read it.
I will get it today.
That it would be a great book for you to spend some time, just go through. There are different initiations in the book, and it's got all sorts of really interesting and wonderful information that will help you to gain a better understanding of who you are and what you are here for. And that's one of the things you might want to ask yourself. Just go into meditation and ask the question, what is the purpose that God created me for? What is the purpose that God created me for?
Okay.
And just give yourself some time to get the answer for that. And when you get the answer, you know, ask for more clarity about it. Because whenever I ask that question, the answer I get is love. And love is such a big thing. It's like, oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do about love, you know?
Right.
But as you look more and more deeply into it, the answer is usually simple. And then you get clarity about how it works for you.
Okay.
And there is...
That makes sense.
There's lots of beautiful, beautiful stuff there for you. So give yourself a chance to explore it.
Okay, I sure will.
And I'm seeing this is going to be a wonderful experience, so enjoy it.
That's what I'm trying my best to get to, being able to just finally embrace it all and enjoy it and let go of some of the things that are really no longer serving me. So I'm really excited about what's to come.
Wonderful. All right. And if you need any, you know, help from us, you know where to find us. Or if you want to set up an individual session with one of us, you know where to find us.
I will definitely do that.
So amazing. What's out there for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and enjoy your journey.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. And our next caller is from area code 415. And you called in three different times, so I'm not sure which one of these I should click on. But we'll try one and see if you're there, and if you're not, we'll move to the next one. Hi, are you there? Okay, that one's not working. Let's try this one. Okay, that one's not working. Let's try this one.
That's so hilarious. Did you guys hear the echo?
Yes. It was like echo, 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 echo.
That's so funny. It's like
you have a choice of three doors. It's like, you know, like that, like, oh, I know what it is. Like when you're like winding up that box, it's like, ah, the thing pops out. That was really funny.
Well,
that's
we
awesome.
Found you. So what's
yeah.
up for you today?
Surprise. things are really popping off in my career right now, which is awesome. So grateful for it. I would love to do some Dear Innate related to welcoming in a social life again. And some things came up for me as far as with my career yesterday. I'm just still, I guess, sort of finding my alignment with what I am asking for to do these different healings in different states. And it seems like, well, so I've been talking to some people about, you know, hosting events at their stable, and how do I say this? So people are on a different space with like what their charge or what they're used to, people are used to charging, I guess, for, you know, events. I'm doing private sessions, so it's not like, quote, a group event. And my rate is much higher. So there's sort of the element. So, well, let's just say there's just some hesitation around that. And I just, you know, I want to just kind of clear up my vibration around that. So I'm attracting maybe a wealthier clientele with it. But also, you know, now that I'm partnering with people, it seems like I'm making a lot, like if they bring me in, I'm going to be making a lot more than they would be making off of me coming in. And also, so there's sort of not jealousy, but it's just sort of, you know, I've done a lot of work around money. So it just, I don't know how to explain it, but I think you understand. And also there's an element of, some people are offering accommodations for me, which I'm open to considering. I know we talked about this before, but somebody else just came around too and offered a place for me to stay, which I was like, you know, I'm everything for me is about being in my power. So I'm like, okay, forward me pictures of the space. If it's good, then I can lower the rate of what I'm charging. But there, I want to honor my needs. This is all about me honoring my needs and what I desire. And part of the fun for me of going away is being in a hotel environment and being pampered after I am serving people all day. And again, I don't need to make excuses for this if it's a nice place, but I know how a lot of people live, and I don't want to go away and rough it and work my ass off and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to get into all that. So there's just some things I want to clear up around that. And also, with this new opportunity that came in, I noticed this is the second time this happened. Some of the places that I'm being invited to are really amazing and really far away. And that's part of the cool, amazing thing of it is that my heart really calls to it. And I noticed on how it came up yesterday, and I was very excited. And then I go into this sense of maybe overwhelm. I'm not really sure. I think it's getting adjusted. I know it is. I'm getting adjusted to the new energy, but something comes over me that I feel, I keep telling myself I'm safe, but it's just so many different elements that I need to like, that are unknown, that I need to plan, that I'm out of my comfort zone, that it's something new, that it's very far away from home. And I start feeling like I'm choking. And then I just need to go to sleep early and cancel my plans for the next day so I can relax and basically hide in my apartment. So, you know, I don't think that's the best pattern I want to continue. So anything around healing around that would be great. I think it's past life related too, actually. So yes. That's all.
Okay. Let's see what
DC. It's very nice to connect with you again. Jesus is stepping forward to really to bring in some healing on a physical, emotional, spiritual level, and to help you to, to connect with your joy, okay, to really finally connect with that joy. While you were talking, I did get that you're going to get a message from a very faraway place before you had mentioned, like, there would be some places that are a little further. I'm also seeing a lot of clothes around you. So you have a lot of walking.
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting long. And it's like, like Lady Luck is with you right now, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So just,
cool.
And this is a time to really connect and have, like, really, really beautiful relationships as well, okay?
Yes. I've noticed that. The people I'm connecting with now, I really like them. Like, I like speaking with them. It's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's really, really beautiful. It really is. Okay. So I'm getting, like, almost like, all the stuff that you were concerned about, like, the last time we connected, and it's all gone. And it's just, like, the only word I can get for that is miracles. It's just, like, everything is resolving, Manifesting miracles. She's manifesting them in the most amazing ways. And I'm getting just, you do need a little bit of healing and just to sort of help you to, like, to really know that you truly deserve this, okay? Keep the enthusiasm that you have, keep going with it. Stay motivated. Smile. Feel all the good stuff coming. And I am getting, there's a little bit of forgiveness needed, okay? There's some kind of old energy that you're holding on to, and you don't need that, okay? You've got to get rid of it. Some of the energy is from painful experiences. We want to get rid of that. And just allow you to sort of, get rid of all that no longer serves you so that you can move forward and really be free of the past, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you have the angels, they're around you as well. And just stay in the moment, connect with your joy, enjoy everything that you're experiencing at this time. There's going to be tons of blessings, tons of opportunities. And anything that, you had a problem with, you're going to find that it is resolving, okay?
Yeah, I've noticed. I mean, like, things have really, fantastic. It's like,
I'm
a whole space, yeah.
And you've had, like, past health issues. I feel that they are resolving as well. I mean, I just see, it's beautiful on all fronts, okay? And I'm getting, like, healing love is around you as well. So it's a wonderful time, but there is a little bit of energy from the past, and you do really need to get rid of that to truly go forward, okay? So I'm asking Barbara to come in at the end.
Are you, DC, are you picking up anything as far as what happens with me when these, like, big opportunities come? I mean, now I feel it's been 12 hours, and I kind of half slept. I woke up in the middle of the night, wrote down. I that's usually when I process, somewhere at like 3 o'clock, spirit's giving me all these notes. So I'm able to process it better. But something happens with me when that new energy comes in, like that big opportunity that I'm traveling far. Because I get a little nervous with like a 13-hour flight, So it's not a big deal. I just have to work through stuff in addition to, where's the supermarket? Where am I going to be staying? What car do I rent? Who's going to be driving? Are you picking up anything around that? Is that like past life something? Like, I can't go far from home?
Yeah, you've got the energy for all those concerns are from a past life. And, I mean, they don't have to be, with you in this lifetime because you're able to go forward. And Ginger is showing me that you're in a car and you're just driving and, You're just going forward and you're achieving all your goals, okay? You no longer have to be held back by, those energies of the past, the stuff that, that gave you those concerns that really held you back, okay? So what I want to do is connect with Barbara so that you get rid of all of that and just, really connect with all the good stuff, the financial stability, the opportunities, to connect with love. I mean, it's all coming. So the old energies, your old story, okay? you have the ability, you're going to make the right decisions, you're going to have a long-term romance. You know, the possibilities are endless, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally
feel that. To do
that,
we got to get rid of that little bit of energy, and that's like sort of saying, you know what, well, what about, and that's what you're thinking about, okay? So, Barbara, can you come in at this time and help and do a little healing?
Yes. Barbara, please enter the room.
Okay, so repeat after me. Dear Renate, I forgive and release the way I held myself back in the past.
Dear Renate, I forgive and release the way I held myself back in the past.
Dear Renate, I forgive and release my past fears.
Dear Renate, I forgive and release my past fears.
Dear Renate, I forgive and release my past limitations.
Dear Renate, I forgive and release my past limitations.
Dear Renate, I forgive and release my past ways of being.
Dear Renate, I forgive and release my past ways of being.
Dear Renate, I forgive and release all of my past.
Dear Renate, I forgive and release all my past.
Dear Renate, I let it go now.
Dear Renate, I let it go now.
Take a nice deep breath. Dear Renate, I forgive and release all that is not for my highest good.
Dear Renate, I forgive and release all that is not for my highest good.
Dear Renate, I forgive and release all that is not part of my evolution.
Dear Renate, I forgive and release all that is not for my highest evolution.
Dear Renate, I accept that I am no longer who I was.
Dear Renate, I accept that I am no longer who I was.
Dear Renate, I let go of the habits and patterns.
Dear Renate, I let go of the habits and the patterns.
Dear Renate, I am no longer stuck in my life.
Dear Renate, I'm no longer stuck in my life.
Dear Renate, I have the freedom to move.
Dear Renate, I have the freedom to move.
Dear Renate, I have the freedom to create wonderful relationships.
Dear Renate, I have the freedom to create wonderful relationships.
Dear Renate, I have the freedom to socialize with others.
Dear Renate, I have the freedom to socialize with others.
Dear Renate, I attract the best into my life.
Dear Renate, I attract only the best into my life.
Dear Renate, I attract wealthy clients.
Dear Renate, I attract wealthy clients.
Dear Renate, money is no longer an issue for me.
Dear Renate, money is no longer an issue for me.
Dear Renate, I accept wealth.
Dear Renate, I accept wealth.
Dear Renate, I accept my value.
Dear Renate, I accept my value.
Dear Renate, I accept that I am seen.
Dear Renate, I accept that I am seen.
Dear Renate, I accept that I follow my heart.
Dear Renate, I accept that I follow my heart.
Dear Renate, I choose to change my life.
Dear Renate, I choose to change my life.
Dear Renate, I choose to enjoy my life.
Dear Renate, I choose to enjoy my life.
Take a nice deep breath. Dear Nate, I break the connections with all of the things I've swept under the rug.
Oh, what does that even mean? Dear Nate, I break all the connections with all the things that I've swept under the rug.
Dear Nate, I look at what there is to see about my life.
Oh, that sounds concerning. Dear Nate, I look to see what there is about my life.
Okay, close enough. Dear Nate, I hide from myself.
Your phone muted for a second when you were saying. Say it again.
Dear Nate, I no longer hide from myself.
Dear Nate, I no longer hide from myself.
Dear Nate, I have the complete freedom to be.
Dear Nate, I have the complete freedom to be.
Dear Nate, I love and accept myself.
Dear Nate, I love and accept myself.
Dear Nate, I love and accept myself exactly as I am now.
Dear Nate, I love and accept myself exactly as I am right now.
Dear Nate, I let go of the past.
Dear Nate, I let go of the past.
Dear Nate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear Nate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear Nate, I release the judgment.
Dear Nate, I release the judgment.
Take a nice deep breath. All right, how does all that feel?
So my mind has been going on this loop the last however many hours of I'm comfortable with what my rate is for these healings that I'm doing. But when the travel is tacked on, it makes it obviously more, and in some cases much more. And what my mind is looping in is, who's going to pay for this travel expense? And obviously it's the client, but I seem to be searching for some sort of other answer. And I don't know if you could assist with some Dear Nates with that, because I don't know what I guess I'm just searching just to be comfortable with, like, whatever, this is the rate. It really, because I think there's a part of me that sometimes, the little part of me sometimes goes back to, you know, it's the mean part of me or the ego of like, this is all hype, and that, you know, people, it's not really as good as you're like think it is, or, you know, you're the one, like a lot of the stuff I do, I'm the one who's, I don't know if this is really true, but this is what I think is true. I'm the one who's like sort of hyping myself. Like someone will show a great experience there, but I don't feel like I want more like hype men out there on a regular basis, you know, writing on my Facebook or wherever, telling other people, oh, that session was fantastic, we should have her back, and blah, blah, blah. Sometimes, again, I just kind of feel like I'm my hype man or it's all hype. I mean, I don't really believe that 100%, but it is a little, so if I'm going high, so yeah, anything with that.
Dear Nate, the work I do is real.
Dear Nate, the work I do is real.
Dear Nate, I change people's lives.
Dear Nate, I change people's lives.
Dear Nate, people can afford to pay me.
Gear and 8 people can afford to pay me?
Gear and 8 people can afford to pay to have me come to them.
Yeah. Gear and 8 people can afford to pay for me to come to them.
Gear and 8, I deserve to live a comfortable life.
Gear and 8, I deserve to live a luxurious life.
Gear and 8, I set reasonable travel expenses.
Gear and 8, I set reasonable travel expenses.
Gear and 8, my clients have no problems with my travel expenses.
Gear and 8, my clients have no problems with my travel expenses and accommodations.
Gear and 8, I am always receiving the best.
Gear and 8, I am always receiving the best.
Gear and 8, I am always giving the best.
Gear and 8, I am always giving the best.
Gear and 8, my clients get more than their money's worth.
Gear and 8, my clients get more than their money's worth.
Gear and 8, I never need to sacrifice myself.
Yeah, like that has, I've been working through that again. Gear and 8, I never have to sacrifice myself.
Gear and 8, I don't settle.
Gear and 8, I don't settle.
Gear and 8, I receive what I desire.
Gear and 8, I receive what I desire.
Gear and 8, I receive with love and gratitude.
Gear and 8, I receive with love and gratitude.
Gear and 8, I am worth it.
Gear and 8, I am worth it.
Gear and 8, people see my value.
Gear and 8, people see my value.
Gear and 8, people don't question my value.
Gear and 8, people don't question my value.
Gear and 8, I don't question my value.
Gear and 8, I don't question my value.
Gear and 8, I accept that I am worth it.
Gear and 8, I accept that I am worth it.
Gear and 8, I am moving forward in my life.
Gear and 8, I am moving forward in my life.
Gear and 8, I am attracting wealth.
Gear and 8, I'm attracting wealth.
Gear and 8, I deserve it.
Gear and 8, I deserve it.
Gear and 8, this is who I am.
Gear and 8, this is who I am.
Gear and 8, I accept myself.
Gear and 8, I accept myself.
Deep breath.
You know, that's a beautiful thing. I noticed recently when I was talking to some of these people, no one was questioning my rate. No one was saying, hey, I don't think it's worth it. Like that, there was none of that, which was awesome. It was just a situation when I was talking to somebody yesterday that it felt like she sort of roughed it in her life. So it was like I was like, in a way, expected to rough it too. Or, you know, there's a deposit. Like, you know, there's certain terms of, you know, thank God for all those years as an event planner. I've been really in appreciation for that the last, 12, 24 hours because, I'm so good at it because I know what to ask for. I know how to work out these terms. I did it for like 9 years in the city. So I have certain terms that I like met and the way that I like money collected and things like that. And this woman I was talking to yesterday just doesn't really value herself at all and does everything last minute and blah, blah, blah. And I had that experience last year with this type of event. And I was like, that's too stressful. I'm not doing that. I'm not giving away my power like that. These are the terms, you know, things need to be planned beforehand. The money needs to be collected, blah, blah, blah. And so I was proud of myself for, clearing up, like getting stronger in my alignment with what I'm what I desire, what I, who I want to connect with, how I want to work, and just holding that. It's been awesome. Really been awesome. Like, just feel really grateful. Like, it's moments like this that it's like, oh yeah, all that healing work was worth it. You know, I mean, even last week, all that clearing up all that past life stuff that was still lingering. I mean, I was like hardcore in there. And then it's like, poof, this, you get this gift on a Monday. It was like, oh, it's a great way to start the week. So,
great.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Well, good. Well, keep it up.
Oh, and also I want to tell you guys, I'm starting to work with dogs. Which, I mean, I think that's probably obvious, like, that was going to happen. I already have been working with dogs, but, like, now I'm playing around with the idea of charging for them, and I put out some feelers for, like, my neighbors, if, you know, to kind of do, like, a sample session in a way for me so I could play around with how I want to do it and market it and things like that. And it's funny because my mind can't really figure it out. It's like, oh, why are you so excited about like working with dogs? But it just feels so, it seems like in a way it's sort of like a stupid thing to do. Oh, you're going to be like a dog communicator. But I feel like the what I bring to it is like this deep and meaningful, like how to connect with this like sacred being. I don't know. I've just been trying to make sense of it in my mind, but I'm actually like really excited. Like that's also what came into my life the other day. Cause she was like, yeah, you know, I run like a dog training business and maybe you can come and work with horses and then we'll work with dogs. And I was like, yeah, that sounds really cool. So
yeah, it does.
Like animals galore. Like who would ever think that, I mean, it's very cool. I mean, I've always liked animals. I mean, I'm super obsessed with them these days, but I would have never thought that I would be doing anything with animals, and it was never even a desire. I just wanted to go on animal adventures. I still do, but you know, go on trips that you like, swim with the dolphins and things like that. But like now I'm gonna end up holding retreats with animals. Like I'm gonna run those. Like it's just, oh, that makes me so excited. That's like down the line a little bit, but I feel so excited for it.
Good.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Let us know how it goes.
All right. I will. Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Okay, DC, we've come to the end of another show.
Awesome. And it was a really beautiful show, Barbara. Great energy and beautiful guests. Oh, my goodness. And I can't forget Lord Ganesh getting in my face again.
Well, wonderful. Well,
yes,
we'll see what this brings to everyone's lives.
So, yep. But, you know, we have a message from Lord Ganesh. Is we've got to realize it is time now to move beyond the limitations that we have imposed upon ourselves. So we've got to get rid of, you know, limitations and, you know, really, really allow ourselves to be everything that we want to be and dream bigger. We're not dreaming big enough is what I got too. So don't be afraid to, you know, to dream of something that you've, you know, never been able to dream of because it can be yours as well.
Okay.
It's an exciting time.
Something to work on. Yes.
Yes, really beautiful. Yep. Very cool.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you, Lord Ganesh, and thank you, DC, and thanks to everyone who called in and everyone who listened. We send you lots and lots of love, and we should be back on Thursday.
Yes. See everybody. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.